This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Today is a special day. We have Justice Gilbertson doing the State of the Judiciary at 1:30, so we'll finish our business before that and proceed accordingly. Today we will open in prayer. Bishop Emeritus David Zellmer is here to do that, and the page of the day, the Pledge of Allegiance, Madison Stroud from Salem. So please rise.
And let us pray. O God of all creation, here in the people's house, we ask your blessing upon these women and men who have been set aside to serve the people of South Dakota. We pray as well for our governor, our senators, and for all elected and appointed officials. Bless our land with honesty in the workplace, truth in education, and honor in daily life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Deal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwab, Dennert, Deutsch, Dietrich, Duba, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Kevin Jensen, Johns, Chris Johnson, Dave Johnson, Carr, Coase, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Ms. Skimmons, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Overweg, Perry, Kent Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Post, Puyer, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Saba, Smith, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Wangsness, Weiss, Weesey, Willitson, York, Zickman, Speaker Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. Order of business number 3, approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We will move on to reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your joint select committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 o'clock p.m. on January 23, 2020, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. A short program will follow the introduction of the memorial resolution. At the conclusion of the memorial service, a joint session will be dissolved. The memorial resolution shall be printed in the House and Senate journals. Respectfully submitted, Timothy Johns, Stephen G. Haugard, Stephen D. McCleary, Nancy Rasmussen of the House Committee, Gary L. Kamak, Rocky Blair, and Susan Wismer of the Senate Committee.
Thank you very much. Order of business number seven, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Kamak, Blair, and Wismer as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform the honorable body that the Senate has approved the adoption of the temporary joint rules adopted by the 95th legislative session as the permanent joint rules of the 95th legislative session. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
All right, thank you very much. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Qualm moved that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, January 16th, the third legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. We will proceed to first reading of House bills and committee assignments.
House Bill 1057 prohibits certain acts against children and provide penalty therefor. House Bill 1058 revise certain provisions regarding water development districts.
I got through some of the bills today, but not all the bills. So here's the following list in regard to the assignments. Speaker assigns to the House State Affairs Committee House Bill 1057. And the following bills have had their first reading and are now being assigned to House Ag and Natural Resources, House Bill 1025, 1028, and 1033. To House Commerce and Energy, House Bill 1015, 1016, 1017, 1018. House Committee on Appropriations, House Bill 1024, 1027, 1029, 1034, and 1035. To House Education, House Bill 1030. To House Health and Human Services, House Bill 1005, 1014, and 1056. To House Judiciary, House Bill 1009, 1010, 1011, 1012, and 1013. To House Local Government, House Bill 1049. To House Military and Veterans Affairs, House Bill 1036. House State Affairs, House Bill 1001, 1002, 1003, and 1004. To House Taxation, House Bill 1006, 1007, 1019, and 1020. To House Transportation, House Bill 1022. Are there announcements?
Speaker.
Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you. So it's always a good day when you get to have ice cream for lunch, right? Any disagreements? Well, today we've got over 100 people that have come from Brookings and South Dakota State University for Brookings SDSU Day. So the first thing I want to make sure is hopefully you've got this on your desk, but tonight there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. at the South Dakota Dakota Discovery Center and Aquarium. So hopefully everybody can come to that. It's always a good time. And I'd also like to introduce who we have in the gallery today, the mayor of Brookings, Mayor Keith Corbett, if you'd stand. And also President Dunn. President Barry Dunn, are you in the gallery here yet? I haven't seen you. He hasn't made it over here yet, but President Dunn will also be at the event tonight. And then if we just have everybody here from Brookings Day so we can see, so everybody can see, if you guys would all stand up and you see the people that we have. We have city council members, commission members, our state's attorney is visiting with us. And so we've got quite a group of people. So everybody from Brookings, if you'd stand up. And then let's just give them a round of applause all together, if you would, please. So on behalf of Representative Post and I, welcome to Brookings SDSU Day.
Thanks for being here. Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and fine members of the body. In relativity of the SDSU Day, we also have some very special young individuals and their leaders in the crowd as well, and a great organization for the state of South Dakota, an organization I know that most of us support, especially in rural communities, and now more so even in our urban communities as well. So if all of the 4-H'ers and 4-H members and leaders would please stand and be recognized, I would appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And I do see Mr. McCabe and Mr. Is it Davis? John Davis? Are here from the Council of State Governments. Thanks for being here today. They provide a great service to the legislature. There are a few organizations in the nation that provide services, and they are one of them. Thanks for being here. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is just a reminder, this afternoon, 3 o'clock, 4:13, we're having a chair meeting up there, all chairs and vice chairs, and I'm going to encourage the newer members, for anybody else who would like to kind of learn a little bit of the procedure, to be up there. It's going to be a very interesting meeting because of what we're doing online with the new changes this year. We're going to go over that, plus we're going to go over procedure in the committee room, which... especially myself, we really need to do so. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other personal privileges or personal announcements that anyone would like to make right now? I did want to mention the doctor of the day. I don't think he is in here yet, but it's Dr. Stephen Schrader. Is he toward the back there? Dr. Schrader? Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. Dr. Schrader, I'll read your bio here a little bit. He's part of the Doctor of the Day program and sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association. And Dr. Schrader practiced family medicine in Miller for 35 years, received his medical degree from the University of Minnesota School of Medicine, completed his residency at the Hennepin County Medical Center. Dr. Schrader currently serves as the medical director of the South Dakota Foundation for Medical Care, an organization that focuses on improving quality health care in our state. He also treats prisoners in the South Dakota prison system, presently spending a day a week in the clinic at the South Dakota Women's Prison in Pierre. He's a member of the American Medical Association and is past president of the South Dakota State Medical Association, and he serves on the South Dakota State Medical Association's Policy Council. So thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Schrader. And I have a personal connection to Dr. Schrader and the fact that his brother is an attorney in Sioux Falls, and Pat has suffered a loss of his arm in a farming accident, I think, when he was young. Is that right? And Pat is actually involved in the One-Armed Golfing Association or something like that. I know I've seen him involved in that. So anyway, thanks for being here. Any other personal privileges? Correct. So reread that. We're just going to do a clarification for the journal, and I'll ask Ms. Goring to go ahead and read that when she's finished here. Now, we'll revert to the messages category of the agenda. So, Chief Clerk.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has approved the adoption of the temporary joint rules by the 95th legislative session as still not right of the 94th legislative session as the temporary joint rules for the 95th legislative session, respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. That is a correction on the joint rules.
All right, thank you very much. Any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, is there a motion? Leader Qualm. I recognize Leader Qualm first, Representative Rounds. Thank you. But appreciate you filling in. And that was seconded, was it?
Second.
Discussion on that motion. Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.